Gassadine Books, an imprint of Wessex Press, is the premier publisher of books about Sherlock Holmes and his world. They've assembled a broad array of titles that are sure to appeal to the discriminating reader. Whether you've just discovered the great detective or you're a seasoned Sherlockian, Gassadine Books is sure you'll find many unique volumes to pique your interest, and the Baker Street Babes are delighted to call them sponsors.
The Baker Street Babes would like to thank their sponsor, the Baker Street Journal, the publication of the Baker Street Irregulars. Wow, lots of Baker Street there. Anywho, started in 1946, the Baker Street Journal produces 4 issues a year in the spring, summer, autumn, and winter, plus a year-end Christmas annual. As founder of the Baker Street Irregulars, Christopher Morley said, "Never has so much been written by so many for so few." It publishes essays and scholarship on the characters and stories from the perspective that they are history, not fiction. And let's be all honest, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson are definitely real. But it is also more than that. It publishes reviews, covers pop culture manifestations between film, radio, and TV, there's plenty to talk about, and the Baker Street Irregulars. And you don't need to be a member of the Baker Street Irregulars to either subscribe to the periodical or even contribute your own article. For more information, go to www.bakerstreetjournal.com. Thank you very much.
Oh, they call us the irregulars, but baby, we're always on time. Baker Street babes always leave the rest of them behind. Oh, so in Scotland Yard they send you home, you feel like you're losing your mind. If this quotidian world has got you crying, won't you two to one mine?
So how do you feel being here at Collectormania?
That's weird.
I'm just getting reactions. Are you having a good time?
Yes. I'm about to meet Lou Brady. Fine.
Yeah. Super exciting. I love Lou Brady. How about you, Artie?
I am freezing my fucking feet off.
It's really cold here.
Yeah.
Really cold.
Yeah, I bribed Joanne with a cookie earlier and then she snuggled up to me for a bit, but yeah, it's not a long-term solution, is it?
No, it's not.
So yeah, but I mean, Rudy is here, so exciting times.
It is exciting.
But apart from that, and I bought 4 badges, but apart from that, there's nothing much exciting going on here.
Not a whole lot's going on. Do you have anything to say?
Apart from that, it's cold. Yeah, it's fun. We're dancing stormtroopers, several R2-D2s.
We've met some listeners, which is cool.
That is true.
And a Dalek.
We made out with a Dalek.
Yes. Yeah, I think the Dalek makes up for a lot of things.
Yeah. We just met Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Well, I say meat.
There is a distressing lack of pizza baguettes here.
And we had an awesome femcraft.
Yes, true.
With umbrellas attached.
Yes. I liked her umbrella pin a lot.
And the scarf was pretty cool
as
well. Yes. It's very pretty. Is that warm stuff? Please come back. Please come back. We're press. For some reason, I think this makes us entitled, but it really doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, Cody is steadily confusing press and VIP this event.
This is the only moment I have to be somewhat VIP. It's not even. I'm not going to forget it. Okay, I'll turn this off now. Have you had a good day today?
Yeah, it's been very, very hot.
Oh,
although you wouldn't say that, it's cold outside, yeah?
No.
And more importantly, have you had a good day today?
Yes!
Cold one,
it's cold.
Are you recording this?
I am recording.
Did you travel far?
Well, London.
Germany.
Okay.
Germany's quite far.
Farther away than London. That's good.
Yeah, no. We do a Sherlock Holmes podcast, so Darth Vader, do you like Sherlock Holmes?
I do indeed.
Awesome.
Very good.
Do indeed.
Good to know. Good to know.
Everyone, you have heard it from us first.
Breaking news.
anything Junior's in, I like. Trivia question. Which horror film was he in, but as a young man?
Wait, what?
A trivia question. The guy who plays Iron Man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What horror film was he in, and it was a number one?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
In a horror film.
Number one of a sequence.
Gothica?
No, he wasn't in there.
Yes, he was.
Was he?
He was in Gothica.
Oh, was he? I forgot.
It was before his last cocaine binge.
Yeah, that's true. Horror film.
You need a clue?
Yep.
Yeah. Burnt face.
Oh, he was not in Mike Myers. Was he in Halloween? No, in the other one, in Nightmare on Elm Street? Oh, Freddy Krueger. Oh.
Wow.
Was he one of the teenagers? Oh, sorry.
Okay. Our interview's ready.
We'll let you get back to your thought.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a spoiler.
He was in the
class. Who is that?
I didn't know.
Sorry. We were interviewing Darth Vader.
Hello.
Just because.
Wow. Okay. We just learned that Darth Vader likes Sherlock Holmes.
He does.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Good old dog.
Okay. Oh, did someone bring you quavers?
That's adorable.
Aww. Great. Is that yours or mine?
It's
mine. Looks exactly like that. Look.
Ah, it's the cool one to have. Oh no, it's most highest rated on Amazon.
I just emptied my entire incredibly impressive bag within a bag all over. I can't shave it.
So is this
Don't waste any more time with me trying my matching tape. Go on, shoot.
I mean, this is sort of like your first big fan event, isn't it? Yay! We have matching recorders.
Okay.
Super exciting.
Yes, it is. It's my first fan event of any description. And it will be my last.
Oh my god, these people.
One time only. No. Yeah, it's extraordinary. It's just really nice. Although I did get a bit of a sore face in the photo shoot, which was just walk here, stand there, smile, smile, and it's smile, 68.
68.
Smiles in a row. It's great. It's cold, but it's very nice. But as I said, I've got hot water between my legs, and things are fine. Everyone seems nice. I've had two little people dressed up as Molly. One really mini person with a fake sort of hair ponytail, which was so sweet.
Precious.
And the best was her badge. Was she'd deliberately taken a hideous photograph of herself because the badge on my coat and Sherlock is absolutely ghastly. So this beautiful little child in this terrible photo yeah, with these really, really wrong glasses. So she'd gone all the way.
Aww,
it's
precious.
Do you know anything about season 3?
No, probably not. I don't actually. All I know is that I'll be back. And so will. I don't know anything.
Okay.
They're writing them as we speak. I don't know things. I'm not telling anything.
Of course.
See my how good my acting with them. I don't know anything. Yes.
Started as a really small part, so it's sort of grown into this giant, you have so many fans that are just completely heartstruck by Molly Hooper. What's sort of your reaction to it? Did you expect it at all?
No, not at all. I did my day on the third episode, because we had to shoot all of my scenes in one day because I've been doing a play. So I did my day, had a wonderful, magical day. And then went back to London. I don't know, I kind of hadn't realised that how important the character is in that episode because I just hadn't really thought about it. That's a nice scene and that's another nice scene. I hadn't really thought it through. And then when I watched it, I was like, oh. It was staggering. The reaction was absolutely amazing. And completely exceeded it. I didn't even have any expectations because of the first season, and that was great, and everyone really liked it, which was obviously gratifying and just a brilliant thing to be a part of. And then, I don't know, just the writing, I suppose, just made Molly mean something more than I think she did the first season. And
yeah.
This sort of I think people like they do. I mean, I still feel like I'm repeating myself a bit, but I think people identify with her because she's an ordinary girl,
yeah,
in an extraordinary position. You know, with you know. Works with this freak.
Fair enough.
Wonderful, beautiful freak. And, you know, I don't know. I think it's terrific because she's a sort of. I don't know if you're too young for Dirty Dancing, but the sort of...
Same Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, the idea of the sort of extraordinary man with the... Well, it's not necessarily that way around, it's really ridiculous, but she's the sort of, you know, she's every girl, isn't she?
Yeah.
With her ordinary face and her ordinary, you know, thing. And she's... he's... Yeah, she's the audience's way in it, or the female audience's way in, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she's not threatening because she's the girl next door. I'm really surprised, but also I'm really happy that they like her. Right? I think it's great.
Everybody loves her.
Everybody was just really sorry.
Like just the first. Okay. Everybody just fell in love with Molly.
It's like we've all been there. Like it's been that person we've been completely smitten with, and then it just comes into like, even no matter how much of a dick you are, I'm going to be completely infatuated with you.
Well, I think the thing is also, it's like love makes fools of us all. You know, who hasn't been an idiot when you've been smitten with someone? I know I have. I mean, I'm not like her at all, but I think. If when I really like someone, I'm perfectly capable of blundering around complete to myself. And I think that's the thing, people underestimated her because she takes a lot of shit from him.
Yeah.
But the fact is that what was obviously delightful about the last series is that you realise that she's not an idiot at all. She's quietly taking it all in and she's there. I don't know. I think I just feel really lucky. It's a sort of, you know, it's like a miniaturist sort of portrait of her because she's barely in it really. But that's just not any sort of an issue. It's the most wonderful part that I've played on telly, no doubt. You know, and yet it's sort of tiny. So it's a real tribute to the writing because you know you get to sort of. Got a real, it's a real journey, proper journey.
And there is, yeah.
And I, as I say, when I did my day, I hadn't really thought it through. I just thought, oh, this is nice. it was just nice to have a lovely scene and stuff about. I think I've broken my hot water. I've wet myself.
Oh dear.
Sorry, we've had to suspend the interview. Weed herself.
Louise really had wet herself. There's so many gifts.
Yeah,
it's amazing. No. See, everyone adores you to pieces.
Yeah. I'm really interested because Molly is obviously not a character that Arthur Conan Doyle has written. Like, how did you? Were you like nervous about trying to fit it, or were you just thinking that because it's modern anyway?
No, I'd never single thought about canon. I just was given a part to play, and I tried to make her as truthful and full and real and
human
as possible. I didn't really think about Arthur Conan Doyle. I'm really pleased they invented her. I think they're pleased that they invented her now. I think they weren't sure originally and now they're happy. So, yeah, it's great. No, it didn't trouble me in the slightest. Just because it's not the book.
Yeah.
It's something new, isn't it? So I think there's room for... I mean, I feel very flattered that I'm the only one that's not in the book, actually. I mean, obviously that means I am, you know, I am a prime fodder for the chop at some point because I'm not in the books. But, you know, that's an occupational hazard. Yeah. In a mortuary.
What did you kind of turn it into? I mean, your character now is sort of in the headcanon of people, so it belongs there
thank
now.
You very much.
Do you have any sort of like backstory for Molly or anything that you sort of made up, or is it just what's ever on the page for you?
I just think the writing's so good. I just go with what it's just all there. I mean, yeah, obviously, you'd try and. I'm a bit slightly distracted by the sound of Darth Vader's breathing.
He's like, must be like right outside.
She's like, he's breathing down my neck. Did I do any research? No, I didn't even do any, like, run around a mortuary with a mortuary person, although when I was there, I got to chat to the real mortuary workers and talk about how quickly a post-mortem happens, how quickly it happens, how much time it takes, and how people's lungs are black, even if they don't smoke, if they live in a city, and...
Yeah, I guess
got my wellies on and had to look down the drains and I wished I hadn't. And there's all sorts of things like chef's knives and brains in buckets. It's great. No, I didn't do any... Did I do any research on who she was? Not really. I mean, they did that website, didn't they, about kittens and glee and stuff.
Yes.
I just feel like that's sort of there for people to, you know, enjoy if they want to. In my head... She's not supposed to go in that, but that's because... No, she's not. She loves cats. I don't know. No, I didn't, really. I didn't. I just think it's all there. It's like a blueprint. You just have to try and say them with feeling. No, I don't know anything about her. Who is she? I don't know how old she is. I don't know where she's from. I don't know. I quite like that, though. I quite like that it's sort of all open to... people to make that bit of it up if they want to.
Yeah.
Like people, they're so imaginative, the fans and everything, always getting told who she is and what she means. And I think that's great because then, you know, there's room for the audience, isn't there? You can write on her what you want, so it's not literally, so that would be weird. But yeah.
What do you enjoy the most about playing Molly when you're on the set?
It's just great to be part, genuinely, to be part of that team, actually, because even though I'm not in it very much, I feel very much like I'm one of them, and that's just a really nice feeling.
Well, for all of us, you are.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just coming back. The first season, well, we did it. We've done it 3 times because, of course, we did the pilot, and each time you go back, it feels it's kind of more wonderful because the show has grown in people's estimation and in their hearts, and you just feel like the writing's a joy to say, and the team who make it are a delight, and it's very family. Sue and Stephen, or Sue Maui, the producer and or exec producer sometimes she is, and writer and what have you, and so there is a genuine sort of it's a nice place to work. Sherlock, people are good. They have good, you know, good hearts.
And I think that's why the show does so well, because everyone loves doing it, so everyone, like, you can just tell that in the production.
Well, the boys wouldn't have, don't have to come back, you know, they're enormous, they're absolutely massive, they don't have to come back. I think it's an indication of how dear the show is to them, and those characters are to them, that they want to come back despite the fact that they're megastars and make another series. And I think if it was an unhappy set or in any way an unhappy experience, that you wouldn't see them for dust. So it's just obvious. The material is so brilliant too.
Yeah.
You really don't get, you know, once in a blue moon you get to read something that's as good as that. So.
Like, one more question. We asked on Twitter, but everyone's just asking things we've already asked you. But pretty much everyone just wants you to know that they love you to pieces. They love you. They think you're awesome.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice.
Did you tell them how lovely, charming, attractive in real life I was without the bright red nose and the
little old lady drip?
We were asking you for a picture, but like one where you all look really dorky. Can we do that?
Do with me what you will.
Somebody would have to handle the camera.
Oh, just one last question. If you could have tea with anyone from Sherlock, who would you want to have tea with?
Do you know the Rupert Graves came strangely? I don't think that's got anything to do with it. Yes, of course, Rupert. Una and Rupert. And oh god, no, it's favouritism, it's awful. Rupert. Una, Rupert, Una.
Rupert and Una.
Well, we're going to have tea next week. So aww, my dreams. Thank you, Louise.
Good lord, lovely.
Great, so where do you want to be for this picture?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Good luck for season 3 and everything. We survive.
We survive.
We currently have
John Watson tea. And my cup of tea. And what are you having?
The woman.
The woman tea. We're sniffing it.
Didn't you have John this morning?
I had John Sherlock this morning.
Oh.
I had the woman this morning. She tastes pretty good.
I like the woman with honey on her.
I like pure woman.
Yeah. No, John Sherlock's the best to wake up to. Oh my God. Yeah.
So.
Wow. Well, that was an interesting day.
Interesting day. Gonna preface this with the fact that a few months ago, I found out Louise Brealey was going to be at Collectomania. I had no idea what Collectomania even was.
We still don't really know.
I still don't really know. Yeah. And I just, you know, them saying, hey, I kind of want, this is what we do, and I want to do press. And they're like, okay, I'll get back to you later. And maybe like 2 weeks ago, they're like, oh yeah, you got it, by the way. I'm like, okay, cool. After I badgered them for about every week. Yes. And they kind of said just like, if she's got time, I'm sure she'd be able to do an interview. I'm like, okay, well. So, without any plan whatsoever, I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to Milton Keynes. We may be able to interview Louise Brealey.
Milton Keynes is just around the corner, they said. It's pretty cheap to go there, they said. And then we checked the prices for the train. And then we decided to get a car.
Which... price-wise, wasn't a bad decision.
No.
That is true. It cost like a one-way train ticket for the entire day, renting the car, including insurance.
The only thing is, like, you know, none of us have ever driven a British car. I don't drive stick. Silver, and I'm under 25, so Maria had to drive through central London twice.
With a really, really crappy car.
Really crappy car. That didn't like to start.
Yeah.
Or so accelerate.
We almost poisoned ourselves because it smelled like burnt things.
For all we know, we may have.
I don't know, yeah. We might have been a bit high.
This may be our last colon testament.
Yeah, but we get out of London all right. Ish. Without killing the car.
We had no plan. We didn't even have a map. We just kept going towards the north.
North-northwest. Yeah.
Towards Milton Keynes. And then we missed the stadium and we watched as it drove by. And then we rounded back and finally made it there to where there was no parking. But then we flashed our press paper.
There were some spaces.
It may have been luck, but I say it was our press pass.
I'm still merely pretty sure it was coincidence.
No, it was totally.
He totally knew who we were.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were totally prepared for being outside all day in like 11 degrees and drizzle.
It was real cold, and Collectomania was outside.
Yeah, nobody knew. Nobody expected that. We all left our warm things in the car. We didn't even take anything.
Didn't even take anything. I'm like 3/4 length sleeves and like shorty leggings, things I'm wearing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got there and everyone was at lunch, sort of. But we were playing tag, Twitter tag.
With listeners
/ fans / followers of ours. / stalkers. And we kept missing them, like, going around. So Louise is doing
Photos.
The photo shoot.
Managed to lose each other?
Yes. So because there was this giant, like, merch room, and Maria and I were just a lot faster than Artie Joe.
We were watching pretty things.
Yeah. So were we.
We got distracted.
Just on the other side of the room.
We met another listener. We met the dealers. She was like, are you the Baker Street Babes? I'm like, yeah. And I awkwardly hugged her. And we stood there for like a minute or two. Being like, okay, we're not actually going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
Yeah, like, do you want a cookie? No? Okay, good. We'll just look around.
I felt real awkward. I'm like, wow, I just totally failed on a social level. Then show you found each other again. Continue to play Twitter tag.
Yeah.
And we finally, I don't know who we talked to. Maybe this was before we lost each other.
No, it was after.
We went back to Louise.
Yeah. And this is where we met everyone else.
Yes.
And we met this wonderful Femcraft.
Yes. Yeah. This lovely group of girls.
Yeah.
Who are totally not our stalkers. Except they are. Except we're best friends now.
Apparently. Yeah.
They're totally our stalkers. Please help us.
Yeah, and then we kind of got in line
and
asked if we could, like, talk to Louise.
Yeah, and she was lovely, and she said yes, and she knew who we were.
And she was really cold, as was everybody else.
It was so cold, because no one expected to be that cold.
Yeah.
But we were all cold, and Emma was there. And we kept seeing Laura.
Yeah, Laura was always...
names. You guys don't know who they are. They're cool people. They're London people.
Yep.
And Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel. Rachel was everywhere, too. Was
there, working there. As with Emma. So, yeah, I forget, like, we had several attempts, like, because whenever, like, the queue died, we would get to talk to her.
Yeah.
And then there was other people who wanted to interview her. So it was kind of like this balancing act, like, we talked to her, then she'd have to sign and take pictures, and then we talked to her. And then we had to go and dance with the stormtroopers next door.
Keep you warm. And interview Darth Vader.
We interviewed Darth Vader. The Scottish Darth Vader.
That's amazing.
Was he Scottish or Irish?
I don't know. I think he was Scottish.
I think he was Scottish.
I couldn't really hear through all the... He was really anxious, Darth Vader. He's like leaning against the banister, breathing deeply.
More or less all breathing like he was.
That's amazing. That was his real breathing. He didn't need any machines for that. That was the guy's proper breathing.
Yep. So on one of our sojourns, he went back into the dealer's room. We met another listener. Sweet girl. And then... I know, we're just trying to keep warm. It was just so cold.
Mostly. Yeah.
So... Louise is lovely.
Absolutely.
So sweet. She was so cold and so tired.
Yeah.
But she kept pressing on. There's these little R2-D2s. And a Dalek!
Oh my god.
The Dalek! I forgot about the Dalek.
And a bunch of doctors.
The guy with Kermit the Frog. And
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Wolverine. I'm really upset we missed Kermit the
That's
Frog.
That's true. He went away.
But Darth Vader was a real Sherlock fan.
That is true. Darth Vader likes Sherlock. You will hear him
say
it.
And he likes girls.
And likes touching girls.
It's
too.
Like, let's take a picture and I'll put my arm around you.
And hold on to you.
And hold on.
For a really awkwardly long time.
And the Stormtrooper wanted to take us home.
Yes, he did.
The Stormtrooper was fun though.
We had a proper dance.
Yeah, that was epic.
We were properly dancing.
Yeah, but we were getting back at them because they were making fun of them. Like walking behind them, everybody laughed at them. So, it's all good.
We are naughty. So say goodbye to her. Take the most amazing picture ever.
Yep.
She signed my duck's butt.
That too. Yep.
Rubber duck.
Not my real duck. I don't have a
rubber duck. The Sherlock Holmes rubber duck, though.
Sherlock Holmes rubber duck.
Yeah.
Charles Augustus Milverton.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back on the road. Again, without a map.
But it was kind of okay.
It was okay. We only got lost a few times.
Until later.
We kind of knew where we were.
Yeah.
It was just... signs in London just don't like to tell you where you're actually going.
Yeah.
About who were being kind of.
Yeah, or like you have a sign that tells you where to go, and then you have like three crossings without any signs, and if you're really, really lucky, you'll find another sign that tells you you're somehow somewhere on the right way. Yeah, and then I made Artie scream, because I was shifting gears wrong, so the car kind of stopped while going 50. So Artie just screamed this really amazing, girly, loud, screechy scream. That was really funny. That was much scarier than the actual driving accident thingy. Yeah. Well, we didn't really have an accident. I just stopped in the middle of the road.
Yeah, a few times. when it stalled and died. We named the car Gertie.
Yeah, because...
Cabin pressure.
Yeah, because of reasons.
Because of reasons.
Oh, God. Don't ever get a, like, what was it, a three-door Vauxhall.
Yeah. It was a terrible car.
It's not fun.
Today, no plan, got up at 7:30 a.m. We're going to drive to Milton Keynes in a rented car through central London on Jubilee Day.
Right, did we mention that before?
Yeah, it's Jubilee.
That half of the city was closed.
Yeah.
But we did not encounter anyone. Like, literally.
No one.
The city was dead.
Because it was raining. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God.
Or whatever. Happy Jubilee Day. I don't know. Yeah. I'm real fucking tired.
Happy Your Dad Died Day. Because that's kind of what it is, isn't
that
it?
That is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, is it the day her dad died or the day she ascended?
No, probably no. She ascended the throne.
It was soon after.
Yeah. Just a few days, wasn't it?
That's weird because, like, it's 1952. But I'm pretty sure she was made queen in 1953.
Huh?
So.
Is the day she
But I mean, if it's the throne jubilee, then she kind of has to be on the throne.
I don't know. None of us are actually British.
Yeah, so we're just clueless.
Where's Kat?
Maybe I'm wrong. The coronation was in 1952, but I seem to recall that when I went to the Tower of London...
Well, maybe it really is the death day. Like, your dad died. Long live the queen.
Wikipedia.
Long live the queen.
Wikipedia.
That's kind of sad. So Colin Firth died. And then...
Yeah. But no, Louise really is absolutely delightful. She's so, like, understatedly funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's really snarky.
She's really very snarky. I love it.
Yeah.
She was great.
Her smiles were amazing. Fake smiles.
No. Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II is a multinational celebration through 2012, marking the 60th birth anniversary of the ascension of Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, so she was.
Upon the death of her father, King George VI.
Colin Firth.
On 6 February 1952.
Wait, what? Why are you celebrating this right now, then? Because it was supposed to be sunny.
Who wants to have a party in February?
Oops, that didn't quite work out. Let's have a summer party where all the people from London can go to the parks and have some barbecues.
Worked out real good for you, Lizzie.
Okay, we're just like bashing the queen now.
No, I love Queen Elizabeth.
I was right. A coronation service in 1953. Not 52, so...
Okay. Yeah, of course, because she becomes... I mean, she automatically becomes queen if her dad dies. But, no, of course, it has to be the official ceremony.
No, but I'm proud of myself. you don't realize how lucky I am to have such a good memory about this.
Oh, God, which is really important. I'm not really into 20th century British history.
My gold show. Oh, by the way, listeners, this is Jo.
Yeah.
She lives with me, and she sort of just becomes absorbed into all of BSB stuff. Say hello, Jo.
Hello.
Say it in French.
Hello.
Hello. Same thing.
Hello.
Say it, she just said hello in French to you.
This is Capitaine Martin.
Martin.
Du crap.
Attention, mes amis. Regardez-vous
la bière.
La bière polar.
La bière polar.
If this quotidian world has got you crying, won't you too?